Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Chelsea Romulo, and I am a PhD candidate at George Mason University in Northern Virginia, close to Washington, D.C. For the past 2.5 years, I've been studying a palm fruit in the Peruvian Amazon. It's called aguaje. My research is looking at the impacts of fruit harvest on the ecosystem. Today, the herb that I'd like to talk about is the Jerusalem artichoke, also known as the sunchoke. Most people are not sure what the exact native range of the plant is. They think that it was probably originally found in the Great Plains and then spread to other places in the U.S. by Native Americans. It's a really interesting plant because it sends up a really tall stalk that can grow 8 to 10 feet tall with a bunch of little sunflowers at the top. And it is related to sunflowers. It's in the same genus, which is Helianthus. But the reason it's called Jerusalem artichoke is that the first Europeans to come to North America were Italian. And when they found this plant being cultivated by the Native Americans, they called it the artichoke sunflower. They thought the flavor was a lot like an artichoke. The plant looks like a sunflower, but the stalk is a lot smaller and it's a bit more leafy. And you can use the stalk and the flowers and the leaves as silage, but in terms of what people eat, that's mostly just the root, and it makes a bunch of tubers, like a potato or like ginger root. But it's not quite as dense or stringy like ginger is, so you could snap one in half and it would snap like a carrot. But it still has a lot of different branches and is kind of light brown to gray, like ginger. I usually bake them. You can actually eat them raw, and when you eat them raw, they taste a lot more nutty. Some people say they taste like Brazil nuts to them. Because they're native, they don't need any special treatment. I don't ever water that patch. I don't have to put fertilizer or anything, so I like that about them. But it will overtake some of the other plants. It can grow 8 to 10 feet tall, and so it can shade out your regular vegetables. So what I found is once you plant it in an area in your garden, you're probably going to have it there for forever. So even if you just leave a tiny little piece of the tuber behind when you dig them up, that can grow into an entire plant the next season.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.